optimists see the world. And we had some laughs together, so don't say that you wasted your time with me. What would you have been doing? Sitting in your room and shuffling cards in front of a mirror?
All my optimism was an illusion.
Well, I started reading that book by that German philosopher, you know, that you gave me. I didn't really understand much of it, but he said that we need our illusions to live.
You mean lies.
You were much happier when you let some lies into your life, Stanley.
Think about it, Stanley. Do you really want to ruin the peace of mind Grace Catledge has, secure in the knowledge that she is her husband's only love?
We can't go around deluding ourselves.
But we must. If we're to get through life. I mean, I didn't say it. I'm just quoting, you know, Mr.
Nietzsche.
And, in the end, who really knows what's real and what's not?
Well, it's quite clear what's real. My praying for my aunt was poppycock. The doctor's skill was real.
No, you will never know that because George, Caroline's husband, the psychoanalyst, told me that he was praying for your aunt too. And so we don't know if maybe it was his prayers that got answered. Maybe the angels like him better.
I won't dignify this conversation any longer. I'm going to go and visit my Aunt Vanessa until she's on her feet, and then goodbye.
And you won't forgive me?
Well, I can't forgive you. Only God can forgive you.
But you said there is no God.
Precisely my point.